let's move on for the time being and talk about liberalism. And the idea of the liberal presumptions of the role of government in a world order vis-a-vis zombies.
Well, liberals, you know, start with some interesting, you know, similar assumptions to realists. They agree that it's an anarchic world out there. The real contrast with realists, however, is that liberals believe that even if it's an anarchic world, cooperation is still possible. That there are a lot of sort of win-win or positive-sum agreements they can reach, that can be reached, and therefore that cooperation is a more likely outcome. Now, liberals are not naive about this. They recognize that there's a whole variety of ways in which states and other actors might defect. They might not necessarily honor the agreements they're going to come to. So that's certainly a possibility that you could have a tragedy of the commons problem. But liberals also argue that there are a variety of ways in which you can prevent these sorts of backsliding from taking place. That, you know, greater economic interdependence, for example, among countries is likely to foster a greater shared sense of common interest. International institutions can be created to monitor and enforce any kind of agreements that are out there. And democracies. Generally, liberals are fervent believers that democratic states are more likely to honor and cooperate agreements with each other. And as a result, if you create these three things, the likelihood of cooperation goes up significantly. Now, that said, there are certain aspects of the liberal paradigm or of the liberal model that would actually abet the spread of zombies, at least initially. Liberals believe in an open global economy, for example. So they believe in the you know, free movement of goods, services, and ideas across borders. This would include migrants, and it would obviously eventually include the undead. So, you know, at least initially, a sort of liberal set of policies would probably allow, you know, the undead to spread, much like you've seen with, you know, sort of past pandemics like H1N1, for example.
Well, or the conflict between the liberal approach to porous borders and what some people would call the realist approach to trying to isolate the borders and have a stronger national defense.
Right, exactly. So that would be, you know, potentially one striking as liberalism. On the other hand, liberals would believe that killing the undead is a major public good, obviously, and therefore there would be strong incentives to cooperate. So what liberals would probably recommend and would argue would happen would be the creation of a very strong and robust global counter-zombie regime, maybe even the creation of a world zombie organization designed to regulate and combat the spread of the undead. This kind of regime would handle everything from, let's say, the regulation of genetically modified organisms to ensuring the spread of small firearms, you know, in remote communities. These kinds of things would all, you know, fall into the purview of this regime. And you'd have a regime that presumably would work reasonably well, in which most states would kill most zombies most of the time, but there would be some problems. It wouldn't be perfect. First of all, you know, this would probably work reasonably well in the advanced industrialized democracies, which are usually the ones that, you know, are the ones to embrace these kinds of international regimes. On the other hand, in the developing world, these things would probably work about as well as your average UN peacekeeping mission, say, fair to Midland. Among the advanced and rich countries, you would see, you know, sort of counter-zombie policy fatigue kick in. There would be declining support for these sorts of things. And then also there would be drawbacks and loopholes. You know, liberals would argue, for example, that authoritarian states might try to keep their zombie problem a secret. Authoritarian states generally don't like to admit when they have domestic problems. Think about China's, for example, their initial response to the SARS epidemic in 2003, where, in fact, they were very reluctant to give information about how pervasive the virus was.
Yeah, but hang on for that thought. Maybe we're jumping ahead a little bit, too. I think because when you make a point about liberalism, I think liberals, there's a certain irony for liberals to be thinking now about gun distribution in a zombie apocalypse because they would want to make sure that everybody had some way of being able to stop the zombie. So whereas before they might have been interested in limiting gun distribution, now it would be seen as a right that everybody should be able to take out zombies that are coming to affect them. Am I understanding that correctly?
Well, I would say, I mean, part of this is the term liberal, which is, you know, liberal in sort of domestic American politics means one thing, and then when we talk about international relations, it means something else. So you're absolutely right about that. But it should be pointed out that if we think about it in terms of international relations, liberals are often the ones that are most, you know, active in terms of encouraging military incursions abroad. I mean, it's been liberals, for example, that supported the action in Libya.
Right.
Liberals were the ones that, you know, argued for intervention in Kosovo and Bosnia before that.
Right.
So it's not that liberals are gun-shy, you know, to put it literally. If they see a threat out there in which you can't cooperate or bargain with it, and let's face it, you can't cooperate or bargain with the zombies. You know, they really do see it as a zero-sum arrangement with humans, then, you know, the liberal response is, well, you have to take any and all available measures to counter them. And so while they would strongly believe in cooperation among humans, they'd be very, very active in terms of trying to wipe out the undead.